Standing on the lawn in front of the large, iconic Richardson Towers, visitors to the Hotel Henry were enjoying a sunny day taking photos. Those towers now symbolize renovation and renewal of Buffalo's historic past. Corey Fabian Bornstein is manager of visitor experiences at the Richardson Olmsted campus.
It was originally built in 1872 as the Buffalo State Asylum for the Insane, and the word asylum then had a very different meaning than it has now. Asylum was a refuge, a safe place, a good, warm, healing place that you could take your loved ones. Today, when we hear insane asylum, it sounds a little scary, but that absolutely was not the intention behind this building.
In the late 1800s, Buffalo was one of America's wealthiest cities. With its proximity to Lake Erie and fresh water and electricity from hydropower, it helped elevate Buffalo as a site for this asylum project, designed by architect Henry Hobson Richardson, who at the time was unknown, later to become one of the nation's most prominent architects, and working with leading landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted. The psychiatric center on the H.H. Richardson Olmsted complex was designed specifically to be part of the cure for mental illness. Dr. Thomas Story Kirkbride created a plan for psychiatric hospitals across the country.
He was a doctor in the mid-19th century. Dr. Kirkbride wrote this incredibly influential book. It has a very long title about the design of asylums, and it just changed the world. Prior to him coming along, the treatment for the mentally ill was very poor. It was very much of the kind of lock them in a dungeon, throw away the key mentality. And he came along and was one of the first people to say, we can do better. Like, there are ways we can help these people. We can maybe not fully recover. It was an age before psychiatric medicine, but there's a way that we can help them live happier, more comfortable lives.
How did Buffalo get this? Why were we selected for a psych center?
That's a great question. It was pretty fierce competition to have the asylum built here in the 1870s. There were about four or five different cities in western New York that competed for the bid. We ended up winning because we offered a perpetual supply of free water to the asylum, which is critical in back then.
With massive buildings, high ceilings, and plenty of sunshine, it was stretched out on 200 acres of land. It provided a pastoral-style environment. It featured open spaces, rehab programs, farming, therapy, and arts.
Well, it was actually, when it was first built, it was in response to the movement started by Dorothea Dix to have a more humane place for people with a mental illness.
Dr. Cecilia Spicone is the former executive director of the Buffalo Psychiatric Center.
So they wanted a safe harbor for people who had a mental illness, to fresh air and exercise, sunlight. Those things were good and certainly weren't harmful, but they really didn't have effective treatments to help people then return to the community.
You imagine the 1890s, they had absolutely no medicine that could help you in any way. The best that you could have was coming here and having the calm environment, that you have a lot of care, very dedicated one-on-one attention, hopefully make your life a little bit more pleasant.
The original psychiatric center was built for 660 patients. It actually expanded in the 1900s. Tour guide Fabian Bornstein showed off the former men's section with plaster dust and materials everywhere.
So where are you taking me into now on the campus?
We are going to go into the second male patient building, wing building. It is the first untouched building. We have the three core buildings that are redeveloped into Hotel Henry and the restaurant and the architecture center. This is the first one that we haven't touched, so you'll get to see what it looks like when you leave a building by itself for 40 years. The patient bedrooms were very small to encourage people. You're only supposed to be sleeping in there. You're not supposed to be sulking in your room. You're supposed to be out here or outside doing something, getting active, being well.
So tell me, what happened up here? What happened in these rooms?
So I mentioned this is the first male patient building. According to the Kirkbride plan, patients were arranged first by gender. So all the male patients were on the eastern wing and the female patients were in the western wing. After that, patients were organized according to severity of their condition. So patients that were the most able to care for themselves, the most able to help out around the hospital, make clothes, that kind of stuff, they were in the building that was closest to the Towers building, which was the administration.
By 1927, some of the psychiatric grounds were taken over for Buffalo State College. Meanwhile, the number of patients was increasing dramatically. Soon, the grand plan to give them a peaceful refuge would vanish. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.